Welcome to our thought-provoking episode on teaching versus parenting, finding the balance and knowing how much is too much. In today's discussion, we explore the distinct roles of teachers and parents in a child's life and the importance of striking the right balance between their influences. I'm your host, Rupinder Kaur, a primary school teacher who's ready to spill the beans on this exciting topic. So grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's chat about how much is too much when it comes to teaching and parenting. Now imagine you're a teacher pouring your heart and soul into your students' success. But at the same time, you're wondering if you're crossing boundaries by becoming too involved in their lives outside the classroom. On the other hand, parents may be struggling to find the sweet spot between guiding their children's education and letting them spread their wings. It's a fine line to walk, my friends. Let's dive into some fascinating research that sheds light on this topic. Did you know that a study conducted by the Indian Education Research Center found that a healthy collaboration between teachers and parents leads to better academic performance and overall well-being in children? It's true. When teachers and parents work together as a team, children feel supported and motivated to excel. But hey, let's not forget about the importance of boundaries. As a teacher, I've learned that setting clear boundaries is crucial. It means understanding our role in guiding students and knowing when to step back and let parents take the lead. By respecting these boundaries, we can create a balanced environment that nurtures both independence and support. Now, here's a fascinating study conducted by the Indian Institute of Child Development. They found that children who are encouraged to explore their individual interests and passions tend to develop stronger self-esteem and a sense of purpose. So, teachers and parents, let's celebrate our children's uniqueness. Encourage them to pursue their passions, whether it's through music, art, sports, or science. All right, friends, it's story time. Picture this. I had a student named Rhea who had a keen interest in astronomy. So during our science classes, I incorporated space exploration activities and encouraged her curiosity. Guess what? Rhea's enthusiasm skyrocketed and she began to excel not only in science, but in other subjects as well. Embracing her individuality made all the difference. Wrapping it all up, striking the balance between teaching and parenting is an ongoing journey. It's about finding that sweet spot where teachers and parents work hand in hand, supporting our children's growth and development. It's knowing when to guide them and when to let them explore independently. So my friends, let's embrace this exciting dance between teaching and parenting. Remember, it's okay to ask for help, share insights, and collaborate with teachers and other parents. Together, we can create an environment where our children thrive academically, emotionally, and socially. I hope you enjoyed our discussion on teaching versus parenting. How much is too much? Now it's your turn to reflect and share your experiences. Let's keep this conversation going because we are all in this together, supporting our children's journey to success. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, keep rocking the teaching-parenting balance. Bye-bye.